Wake up, arise and shine.
Always had
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
6:05 for a Tuesday morning. Hello, Ash.
Hello.
Spent the day out on the golf course yesterday.
Yes.
Kicking around. Producer Matt was there. TV's Rob Palmer was there.
How did you go? Because you're not a golfer. And I was trying to teach you a thing or two.
Not a golfer, but I did better than I thought I was going to do.
I saw you hit one and that was impressive, although yes. I thought your technique was lacking.
Well, I haven't played golf in
ever.
So I was happy just to connect with the ball. But something happened on the golf course yesterday we need to get to after 6:30 this morning. It's something you hear of happening, but you wonder if it actually happens often. And it happened to one of us yesterday. Myself, TV's Rob Palmer, or producer Matt.
Okay.
So, yes. All will be revealed, and there's audio too.
Stop! Yes. Captured audio.
Insurance companies may need to be involved. Let's just put it that way, all right? After 6:30 this morning. What else is going on, mate? What's happening? Where'd you get up to yesterday?
Well, yesterday I was on Studio 10. I did a bit of a pre-record for New Year's Day.
Beautiful, yep, nice.
Did a cooking demo.
So that's going to be on Channel 10 on New Year's, is it?
Yeah, on New Year's Day, because I won't be there on New Year's Day. I'll be lit somewhere.
So while you were on TV, I was hanging out with TV's Rob Palmer. That's about as close as I got to TV. But
I was hanging out with Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Were you?
Yep.
Nice. What's she like behind the scenes?
She's lovely.
Yeah, she's good. Mm. She's been around forever. Cack. Yeah.
Cacky babes.
I remember when she did that show back when Bert Newton was doing the show. Remember that?
Oh, God,
that
love
morning
him.
TV. All right, more on that throughout the show this morning as well. We've got some great stuff to give away, including $250 right now on 13, 12, 16. If you can beat Ash,
you get the cash.
You get that cash. $250 pre-Christmas. Why not? That knocks off a few prezzies for free on us. All right, 13, 12, 16 right now. Jonas Brothers for you. Only Human, 6:07. It is Gawndy and Ash. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday morning. Bit of fun. 7 shows to go for 2019.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I can barely breathe in here.
Oh, dramatic.
I can barely. You have sprayed some weird essential oils or something in here because
our studio smells very smoky. We don't have great airflow in here.
It's worse now.
Do you know how good it is for you? It's got some chakra stuff in it.
Does it? Some chakra stuff. Have you ever smudged your house with one of those sage sticks?
Nah.
I have. Gets rid of all the bad juju.
Does it?
Supposedly.
I don't think I have bad juju in my joint. It's
Everyone's
new.
Got bad juju,
no
matter
mine's
what.
Mine's new. How could mine have bad juju?
Because Usain Bolt lived there before you. You have to get rid of the Bolt juju.
Good point.
Who knows?
I reckon you should do it actually,
with every house.
I reckon my place is better than Usain's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because he lived like on the highway.
Right.
Vibes.
So, okay.
He lived on the road.
So you know which apartments he's there?
Yeah.
Does anyone live there now?
I don't know. I can't see.
Love to find out who's living up there. Did you see, what's his name? Singo sold one of his penthouses.
Yes.
Geez, he needs more money, doesn't he, Singo?
1.6 mil.
How good's that?
I love that guy.
I know. He kills it. Yeah. He's great. All right, let's give away $250 right now if Christy can beat you with this.
Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash.
I am unbeatable.
To win the cash.
Christy at Shitaway Point. Good morning.
Christy.
Hello, Christy. Oh, hang on. I think I got the wrong phone line selected. One sec. Let me try this one. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how you going?
Sorry about that, mate.
That's all right. I was freaking out a bit then. I thought I was cut off.
You're here with us.
All I can say is I sort of hope that there is a cricket-related question because I am up to date.
Were you watching a bit yesterday?
No.
Okay, how are you up to date then?
Just because I seen a bit. Read the news.
Seen a bit. Mm-hmm. All right, Christy, your name's your buzzer.
Okay.
Best of 5. Get the question wrong, the other person gets the point. Here we go. Question 1. How many teeth does an average human have? How many teeth does an average human have?
You can have this answer, Ash. It's all you.
Anyone want it?
No, thanks.
Nah, buzzing out. 3, 2, 1. 32 is the answer to that question. Question number 2. written in 408 BC, was the oldest known piece of what?
Christy.
In 408 BC. Christy, yes.
Was it hieroglyphic writing?
That's a good answer. It's not what I have here. The oldest piece of music.
Interesting.
Yeah. First points go to Pollard.
Hieroglyphics. Let me be Pacific. I want to be down in your South Sea, but I got this notion at the motion of your ocean.
And that was it. Mm. That was the first piece of music ever written. Who was that again? That was the Bloodhound Gang. Yes.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. I loved that song, man.
Where's that? I've got to find that. I'm finding that right now.
You're interrupting the game.
Oh, you interrupted the game. Is there any recording of the first ever piece of written music? Producer Matt, find that. Question number three. Botany is the study of what?
Ash.
Ash is in.
Plants.
Correct. 2 points to Pollard. If you get this one, Pollard, you win. Go on, Christy. You need this one. Who wrote Oliver Twist? Who wrote Oliver Twist?
Oh, this is... I don't want to do this game anymore.
Boom. You like to read, don't you?
Yes, I'm not a big reader. Why I'm so annoyed about this question.
I wouldn't know this one.
Who wrote Oliver
But
Twist?
I know the
Can
name.
Can you give us a clue?
Common name in the royal family.
What?
I don't know.
Ash. Oh, God.
Okay.
Charles? Dick? Ends?
Charles Dickens is correct.
You didn't beat Ash. You can't beat me.
You win no cash.
Here, there's no cash, all right?
No cash.
Needed that prompting.
Yes, Charles Dickens is the answer to that question. Christy, you didn't answer one.
Yeah, no, she had me.
Yeah, she had you today.
Christy.
But we can all enjoy the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Do it again now. You and me, baby, ain't nothing. Come on, Christy.
So, Christy, let's do it like they do on the
She hung up on us.
Getting horny now.
$300 on the show tomorrow. Lock it in for a Tuesday just after six. $300 heading into Christmas. Why not? Are
you up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Now, one of our questions in Beat Ash to win the cash was, written in 408 BC was the oldest known piece of what? The answer was music.
What's BC?
Before Christ.
Yeah.
And I said to Matt, is there any recording of this first piece of music ever written? And he thinks he's found it. Mm. He thinks he's got it here. Mm. We haven't listened to it yet. Do you want to have a listen? It's ancient Greek, apparently. Ancient Greek music. The first ever piece.
Bossy Amo, love this.
So this is someone who's tried to recreate the first written piece of music, I believe. Let's take a listen. Here we go. Catoro firo mai. Catoro firo mai. This sounds like some sort of voodoo kind of stuff. This is creepy as.
Real people singing this?
This is someone who's tried to recreate it. Where did you find this, producer Matt?
Is it
on YouTube
vibes?
Or what is this thing?
It's an article about some scientists who are studying ancient music and trying to recreate it and find the oldest pieces possible. So this was written on like a piece of papyrus.
Jeez. Get to listen to the rest of this. Wasn't this depressing times back then?
Papyrus. I say papyrus.
I've never even used the word. Hang on, there's more. What's this?
Oh. Some weird flute? God, they were depressed back then.
God.
Jeez. Imagine if there was a radio station that just played this stuff.
There's a little bit more. I want to see it out to the end for some reason.
God.
I don't know why. I just do. It's like some sort of seance.
Do you know what they're saying?
Like a seance. Do we know? Does it say anything about what they're saying? Find that out.
Is that it?
Can you imagine if they...
Is that it? Finish like that?
That's the end there. It goes for about a minute 20. Could you imagine all those years ago in 408 BC, if only they knew that eventually we'd have this?
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
How did they not know to write that back in the day? All right, there you go.
Can you imagine?
Jeez, there you go. Who would have thought we would have got there this morning? After 6:30, what went down on the golf course yesterday between myself, producer Matt, and TV's Rob Palmer? One of us could be fronting up with a big bill, put it that way.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Are you up? Hit 101.3.
Just the 25 minutes until our fifth day of Christmas. Some great gifts organised by you, Ash.
That's right.
At Domain West Gosford.
I was going to say I'll reach into my Santa sack, but quite frankly, all of my gifts are far too big to fit into that.
The gift this morning. Well, there's the gift card as well. So 7 o'clock, you can lock that in. Not too long until we do that. Don't forget our caller of the week as well this week. Two double beds for four people at the Move-In Bed Sydney, which is the biggest open-air cinema in the world. Brings in a whopping 150 queen beds to Moore Park in Sydney.
In the world?
Yeah, in the world.
Sounds relaxing.
So you get two double beds for four people and bottomless popcorn as well for each person. So it's fun, it's romantic, it's comfortable, it's unusual, it's nice.
Unusual, it's nice.
It's Move-In Bed Sydney. Book your tickets now. So that will be for our caller of the week. Maybe you can get involved with what we're doing next, because I discovered yesterday, when you get a bunch of blokes or a bunch of anyone out on the golf course, really, there's so many things that can go wrong. You've got the golf buggy. You've got getting busted, hanging a leak somewhere you shouldn't.
You didn't do that.
No, of course not. We did not
do
that.
No,
absolutely not. Did we? Would never.
Oh my God!
Do that.
Did you?
No, not one. No.
Yeah.
No. But 13, 12, 16, if something has gone wrong on the golf course for you, call us. You could be our caller of the week with this one. The insurance company could be involved in.
Oh.
Yes.
Who, the golf club's insurance?
Well, we'll need to get to the bottom of it next on the show.
What have you done?
We'll do it straight after this. We've got some great old school stuff to play right now here on Hit. Here it is. Enjoy. It's Gordy and Ash with the first song ever written musically in 408 BC.
You are loving. You actually love this song.
Just do this with me. Just close your eyes and do as if you're kind of doing some sort of freaky seance kind of thing. Shut your eyes.
It's actually relaxing.
It is quite relaxing, isn't it? We're probably all possessed now off the back of it, but anyway.
All right. Here's some real music for you.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So, played a bit of golf yesterday, and I'm not a golfer.
No.
But gave it a crack, and I realised pretty quickly there's a lot that can go wrong on a golf course. There's the buggies. There's people ducking off to go to the toilet when they shouldn't. A lot of signs around for that.
And so then, what do you do, though, if you need to go and you're on, like, the ninth hole? That's not near the clubhouse,
There's
is
a
it?
Lot of holding going on. A lot of
true?
Holding, yeah. Or jump in the buggy and race back to the bathrooms.
Annoying. They should have a toilet in the middle, shouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it'd be good to have a few little porta loos around the joint, for sure. That'd be great. But then there's also a lot of houses around the golf course as well. And I often think, those houses must cop it all the time. And they put these nets up, which is great. But those nets, they don't account for people who are no good at golf, who just kind of whack it and all of a sudden somehow ends up over the top of these nets and onto a house. And we were playing, and I noticed that TV's Rob Palmer and producer Matt, who I was playing with, were starting to have this conversation about, oh, look at that guy over there. He's in his yard and he's looking really annoyed and he's looking over at us. And I thought, what had happened? Because I kind of missed what had happened. But as it turns out, Matty had a crack at a shot and it went over the net into this guy's house, and this guy was in his shed. And it went through the roof of his shed. This guy was fuming. Producer Matt, jump on the air with me right now.
You're kidding.
You got pretty scared and you drove the buggy away.
No, I was just slowly making my way. I could tell he was fine.
Matt went wide as soon as he saw this guy was looking at him. Matt went wide around the other way and tried to avoid the situation.
The trick is, leave handyman Rob Palmer for 5 minutes to butter him up. It doesn't matter what's happening. Rob Palmer, that man, DIY expert.
You're a blubbering mess at the best of times anyway. You can hardly string a sentence together. So Rob Palmer, I think that was the best option.
Well, this guy.
Because Rob's a really nice guy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can smooth over any situation. We found found out yesterday because this guy was in his yard and he was looking at us and we're thinking, oh man, what happens here? Do we pay the insurance? Does the golf club? Who does what?
Producer Matt, you hit a ball.
Yes.
A rogue ball went flying and...
And it had to be pretty high to get over the fence they've put up there, yeah. I will say.
Did it ruin anything on his property?
Went through the roof of his shed.
Truly.
And the guy was in the shed.
Pinged straight
yes.
through it.
Apparently gets it all the time. But I just wondered, like, does Matt pay for that now? Does the golf course pay for that? I don't know how that stuff works. Here's a little bit of audio from yesterday after Rob Palmer went over to chat to the guy. And then I set it up here with Matt sort of on the other side of the golf course. Take a listen.
Rob Palmer's over there talking to that guy at that house because Matty, who's hiding over there, hit his ball into the guy's house. Oh, no.
Because it's asking for trouble.
Matty, did you go through the roof?
400th person to hit a ball over here.
How many holes in that roof do you have?
Quite a few dents. A
few dents? Good one, mate.
Another one thanks to Matt today.
Poor guy nearly had a heart attack.
Poor guy.
I know.
Oh, and was he gracious about it?
I think Rob, like Matt had said, Rob had smoothed him over by the time we got over there because he did look pretty annoyed at the start there. So
I wonder, like, would the golf club have the insurance for...
Surely if you're living around the house there...
If you are going to put a golf club straight through the guts of, like, a bunch of houses...
Maybe the golf club came first and the houses went around the golf club. Who knows?
Yeah, anyone know? 13, 12, 16?
13, 12, 16. We've got a couple of calls here of what might have gone wrong on the golf course. Jono's at Tacoma. Good morning, Jono.
How you going, guys?
Good, man. Great. What happened?
Well, we were in a Christmas... actually, it was a charity day for Gosford Hospital a few weeks ago at Shelley Beach. And there was a bit of fun and we had eight of us turning off the one hole. So we thought, waiting for the group in front, and we thought we'd... spray some balls down over the beach and see if we can hit the water.
As you do.
And it was a glass day. The water was calm. But there was one solitary surfer out there and he was way out of the way. But one of the guys sprayed one right and missed his surfer by about 2 foot.
Oh, yep. So did he think you guys were aiming at him?
He must have. He for sure. He would have heard the balls land in the fairway away. But then when one just about hit him, he started waving us. Like politely, waving to us with one finger, kind of thing. So
waving with one finger. And Jono, tell me, was there any drinks involved?
Oh yeah.
What is it with blokes? You're all just God, you're nuts.
Get out on the course, couple of beers responsibly, of course, and then
all your brain grows legs and walks out your ears. Oh, what a
good day! Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Not to confuse things, but 22 days left until actual Christmas. And we're doing the 12 days up to day number 5. And on the 12th day, that's our last show of the year, Ash.
Did you take advantage of Cyber Monday sales?
Nah, I avoided it all. I avoided Black Friday. I avoided Cyber Monday. Yeah. There's just too much stuff on there. I don't want to get too confused. And that's easy to do for me, so. So I steer clear. What did you get on there? I noticed you're on the online shopping.
Well, I just bought just a couple of accessories.
Okay.
I don't want to say it because in case some of my family members are listening.
Is it worth getting on and getting Christmas presents on the sales? Is that what it is? Like, rather than buy stuff for yourself, you get on and you just buy a whole bunch of Christmas gifts.
Like, if I actually had the time to go through the... particulars of the sales, I would have done it.
Right.
And then you can do all of your Christmas shopping over the Black Friday sale and the Cyber Monday.
Well, let me save you the hassle. Mm. Domain West Gosford is where it's at, Pollard.
Right.
You don't need those sales when they've got their own going on. You can get your home Christmas ready at Domain West Gosford Furniture, Bedding and Outdoor. So you just need to pick this morning, 13, 12, 16. Are you going the gift that Ash has organised? Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about yours this morning, Paula?
I like mine.
Yeah?
Happy with it?
Happy with it?
Yeah.
What do you want the gift card?
Mine's relaxing.
Ooh, nice.
You can relax into it.
Will I have a better than $500 gift card like I had yesterday? Or maybe not. Who knows? Your choice. We do it after this. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. On the 5th day of Christmas.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Day five. Yesterday, we gave away a $500 gift voucher. Today on the show, I do have another gift voucher. But Ash, you've organised a little gift.
Oh. It's not little, mate.
It's not little?
No. This is a big deal.
Worth more than yesterday's for anyone that might have caught yesterday's?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
That's all I'll tell you.
Okay, can't reveal any more than that?
No.
All right, let's go to Tiffany at Waiting Point. Morning, Tiff.
Morning.
Now, are you generally a gift card person or do you love a gift?
No, I like the gift.
You love the gifts. Okay, you're
more of a
gift
goer. Oh, my God. Okay. Does that mean you're going to choose me, Tiffany, to give you a gift?
Yes, it does.
You sure I can't entice you with my gift voucher? $500 yesterday at Domain West Gosford.
No,
what could it be today? Whoa, gee, that's a whoa.
Is it? Nah.
Oh, wow.
Nah.
Just showing the others
Trust
in the room.
Trust me.
Just showing the others in the room. Sticking with the gift?
Yep.
All right, let's find out what you got this morning. Thanks to Domain West Gosford. Here we go.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me a Nordic 25-inch recliner. But wait, Ash Pollard, there's more! With an ottoman!
Whoa!
Can I tell you, Tiffany? This costs $1,999.
Amazing,
wow,
Tiff!
That's awesome.
Well done! That's a prize over $1,000.
It's a leather recliner, and it is modern as.
Beautiful. Thank you.
How good is that? Over $1,000. I think that is that the biggest one we've given away so far in the 5 days?
Yes, I believe so.
Let's see what you would have got here if you'd chosen the gift voucher this morning. Will it be double that?
Oh, no.
For a gift card. We're about to find out.
On the 5th day of Christmas, Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me a $200 Domain West Gosford gift card.
$200,000 gift card we could have got there.
Tiff.
I'm happy.
You are done.
Now, that's a difference of about $800 to $900. You've absolutely smashed it and picked the right one this morning. Congrats, Tiff. Merry Christmas.
Beautiful. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Now, do you keep that or do you wrap it up and give it to someone else as a gift? That's a very generous gift. You're keeping that? Yeah, I thought you might. You can get your home Christmas ready, Domain West Gosford. Pop in there if you're doing your Christmas shopping. They've got some great stuff furniture, bedding and outdoor.
This recliner is unlike any other PS because it's super modern.
Has it got, oh, is this the one?
It's not like
the old school ones.
No.
Yeah, right. When you say modern, is it like, does it keep your drink cold or that kind of stuff?
I would say that was old fashioned.
Oh, is it? Oh, what makes it modern?
Because
the design.
Exactly.
The design, okay. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Day six in the 12 days of Christmas. Lock it in at 7 o'clock. All thanks to Domain West Gosford Furniture, Bedding and Outdoor.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Air quality, poor.
Very poor.
No good.
Even in here.
Even in here.
Tell you what.
God. What are you going to tell us? What's the poor. What? What's the what?
Well, you know, I just wake up in the night and I'm like... Even in my bedroom, it smells.
It's not going anywhere, is it? You're still checking that fires near me app. You
always.
Were saying to me this morning, this one's coming this way. And
I check
all,
it
all over
every
it.
Day.
Yeah, still need to keep on top of it. How was Studio 10 yesterday?
Oh,
you were there. What happened?
It's pretty orksy.
Yeah.
Doing a cooking demo for New Year's Day.
But I could swear I saw you. So you weren't actually on TV yesterday. Maybe I just saw your Instagram. So you go there, you film it, they play it on New Year's
Day.
Well,
normally I do it live, right?
So right.
Normally I drive to Studio 10 after I finish here and I film a cooking demo. It's always live. But yesterday I had to do a pre-record for the New Year's Day special.
Who's watching Studio 10 on New Year's Day, honestly? If you're going out on New
Mate,
Year's Eve, you're not switching on that,
cooked
are you?
Units are doing it. Okay. Because people are chilling at home on a New Year's Day if they're a little bit hung. They need a hangover cure from Pollard.
What am I going to watch? Oh, Studio 10. That's right. Pop that on.
Oi.
No. I love Studio 10.
Studio 10 is good.
CAC's great.
Yeah. Especially if I'm doing a cooking demo on what it is that you should eat and drink when you are hung.
Okay.
So, want to know what my little tidbits are?
Please.
A fresh coconut.
I like.
So you drill a hole into a coconut and put a non-plastic straw in there.
A bit too healthy for me on if I've had a few drinks.
For hydration. They have some amazing, fabulous properties that are great for you.
I go for an icy cold can of Coke for some reason. Oh, it makes me feel great. Okay, coconut, check.
Check. And then, on some toast.
Yes.
Well, not toast. Fresh bread. You just bang a hole in the middle of the fresh bread, put it in a pan of butter and crack an egg into it. Frog in a hole.
Mate, I could have done that on the show yesterday.
These are my...
You're meant to be like an expert. I could have gone on there and went, cut a piece of hole in the bread and put the egg
in
there.
No one really cares what you want to do. People only care what I do.
No, but I wanted to
see... This is what I do in my home.
If
in the
I'm
privacy
in,
of my own home, this is what Ash Pollard does.
I want to see you come up with something that I couldn't have come up with myself.
No,
and
but
so
why
far,
would you do
me,
that?
You've given me a coconut and a piece of bread with a hole in it and an egg in the middle.
You reckon that Joe Blow down the road's going to want to sous vide an egg?
Yeah, easy.
Don't think so.
Easy. I can't even cook. I can do that. What else have you got for me? I mean, I'm impressed, but I'm just saying I can do it.
Crispy bacon on top of that with some smashed avo that has chives in it.
Okay.
And a spritz of lemon.
Yes.
But the whole point is to be relatable.
Right.
I'm not going to go and be like, hey, make this eggs Benedict, and then you're going to spend half an hour trying to make the bloody...
I love how your unrelatable is eggs Benedict. You can get that at any cafe.
That's right. You don't make it at home, you numbskull. Do you?
So is that what you would actually make at home, is it? Not
eggs Benny?
Yeah, you do the eggs Benny
for
yourself.
No, I make the frog in the hole or toad in a hole, whatever you want to call it, when I'm feeling vulnerable and hungover.
What else?
That's it, you beep.
Oh, well, tune in.
But also...
New Year's Day and watch Ash cut a piece of a hole in the bread and put
I just want to tell you a quick embarrassing moment about that day.
What happened?
Yesterday. I was like well and truly into the thick of it all. Making my bits and pieces, and I referred to Sarah Harris as Jess Rowe.
Yes.
They had to stop the segment because we were pre-recording, and we had to start all over again.
How did she take it?
She took it gracefully, thankfully, but I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
Because people in TV, they don't like their egos bruised when you get their names wrong. I couldn't imagine, no.
Well, Sarah's actually a really nice person.
Yeah.
But the fact that I did that, and we were already sort of a third into the segment, and the whole production crew were like, you could have heard a pin drop.
I'm like, oh, God, we asked Ash on, and all she's done is cut a hole in a piece of bread and pop an egg in there. And got the host name wrong. Who is this chick? You're never making anything for me ever again,
are you? Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Good as hell. Did you see her social media yesterday?
Oh, my God, I was going to say that.
Yeah, where she was crawling towards the camera and...
Naked on the couch. Sometimes I'm like, I really like her. And then sometimes I'm like, no,
what's
that's
wrong with
absolutely
that?
Inappropriate.
Why is that inappropriate? She was just crawling towards the camera.
Naked.
I wonder who filmed that. I wonder who she said, hey, mate, can you just come and film this for a second?
I don't... There are a lot of people out there who are easily influenced.
Right.
And, you know, she's trying to be a positive influence for ladies.
Yes.
Or women, girls, whatevs. And I think that's great. But sometimes I think doing things like that can give off the wrong impression.
Well, I'm easily influenced. And after saying that, I almost stripped down nude and crawled towards the camera and did a Lizzo photo shoot live from my couch. If you're easily influenced to that point, then you need to check yourself.
I can't believe you're even saying that.
You need to
check
yourself.
Think about the things that people complain about what we talk about.
A lot.
That's right.
A lot.
So, you know.
Look, it is the Central Coast Hit 101.3.
If you want someone else to focus on, go and focus on Lizzo's naked posts and how that might affect your child.
We need to get to the news. And also we have here a $100 voucher to spend at Loom Beauty, which we gave away yesterday, which is at Westfield Tuggerah.
People love fake lashes.
God, they went off. Party season's here. You need to book before the end of this month and you receive 50% off full volume lashes.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Just gone 7:37. It is Gawndy and Ash. Rose from Morissette picked up the $100 voucher to spend at Alloom Beauty Westfield Tuggerah. Make sure you get in there. And we have $100 to give away every single day on the show this week. And it is party season. You can book before the end of this month and receive 50% off full volume lashes.
Tell you what, when you get best in there. Time to yeah. go and get them now.
With all the Christmas parties and get it out of the way, get it done, looking fresh.
Yep.
Alloom Beauty, Westfield Tuggerah. Go find those guys. After 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to go live on the Newcastle Breakfast Show on Hit.
Why?
They're going to be live on our show. We're going to be live on their show.
Like Inception.
Yeah, because if you missed it yesterday on the show, I set a challenge to one of their breakfast hosts where... So I had this mankini presented to me at my Bucks Day, which I had no choice but to wear. And then Bags, who works on their show, had his Bucks on Friday, and I took the same mankini, and he refused to wear it.
I still I don't find this sort of thing funny.
Neither. But I didn't come up with it.
You gave him the challenge.
Yeah, and it was given to me. I didn't come up with it.
So now we have to cross live while he does it.
Yeah, down King Street.
And I have to feign.
You can just sit there quiet.
Yeah, okay, good.
You can take the half hour off if you want.
Do you mind?
Yeah, you can just duck out and I'll do it. Go on, get out of here. I'll do the last half, an hour and a half by myself. Anyway, so he's going to run down the main street of Newcastle in my mankini.
Are we going to see this? Is it going live?
Facey live, bro.
Cool.
Facey live this morning. And we're going to go live into Newey. So that's cool. And then next on the show, how much swearing is too much swearing in the workplace?
Never.
Feel free to weigh in on that one, 13, 12, 16. We love to hear from you. Are you
up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Matt, love a study.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Gawndy and Ash Pollard study.
And I love this one. A study has found that office workers swear approximately 55 times a week.
A week.
On average, 11 swear words from your colleagues a day. Mate.
Yeah.
I've already said 11 in 30 seconds.
Yeah, they're not working in our workplace, are they?
I mean, would you say that I'm the most uncouth person in this workplace?
Yours are the most aggressive, I would say. Yeah.
Really?
Of anyone. I'd say a lot of people do swear, but yours are... I don't even know if you mean to, but they can be quite scathing.
The truth comes out.
I don't think I'm revealing anything that's not already known, am I?
Well,
said with love, though, of course.
Yeah, but you just said they're...
Your ones, for some reason, are the ones that make me go, whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Other people's, they're quite just like, oh,
passive. Because you know why?
And then Pollard rips in and you're like, oh, your eyebrows go up.
I like to say things with conviction.
Right.
Do you want to know who the biggest offenders are?
Please.
Middle management.
Of course. So who would that be?
Boss Yammo.
He's middle management, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because they think they're in charge, but they're not really in charge, so they try to use their authority by dropping a few swear words? Is that what it is?
Perhaps.
Trying to work out the psyche of middle management there and how that works.
You and I are the bottom dwellers.
Are we?
Well, yeah, we're not middle management.
I just think...
We're the employees. We are yet mere mortals.
Yeah, but we run the show, so I just wonder, you know, we make them think that.
Apparently 1 in 5 people do their best to keep their chat PG.
Mm.
But apparently swearing can be beneficial. It's cathartic. It helps you let out pent-up emotions.
Now, look, this is a British study, and I'm going to put this out there. No workplace in Australia has less than 55 swear words a week. If there's any workplace listening right now, maybe other than schools, look, although teachers, when the kids aren't around, I'm sure really let loose.
I don't know whether I should be ashamed of my foul mouth, but
yes.
My father likes to think that... I have lost all touch with the English language and that I now use swear words instead of appropriate nouns and adjectives and
yes.
describing words and whatnot.
Don't we all, though?
I mean, he's bloody well right.
Yeah, it does make you feel good, doesn't it, to get it off your chest? I would say, and you know I love a reverse psychology on this show, Ash, but I would say there is not one workplace here on the coast that has less than 55 swear words a week. And tell us where you work.
Church?
Not one.
What about church?
Okay, church. Excluding church.
Nah.
No churches.
Do you reckon you'll... If
Father
you...
Rod Bauer, he swears like a trooper.
Does he?
I don't know.
Oh.
I take that back because I don't know if that's true or not.
Where else would be quite PG?
Church, schools with kids around.
Oh, man, I'd be the worst teacher.
Hospitality.
I'd be like, shut up, you little...
Oh, trust me, I pushed some of my teachers right to the limit back in my school days. I know that much.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So let me just get everyone up to speed because after 8 o'clock, we're going to go live on the Hit Breakfast Show in Newcastle. And they're going to be live on our show at the same time. We've set up a bit of a challenge. And this all came about off the back of a Bucks day that I went to on Friday for their breakfast host there. And at my Bucks, I was presented with this mankini. Now, I'm with you, Ash. Mankinis are so outdated. Very, what year was that movie anyway? I feel like it was 2009.
What
the Borat movie?
Is it?
The Borat movie, where he wears the mankini. But this is what happens on Bucks days. You find
2006.
The most. 2006.
Yeah.
Come back even further now. I was just presented with it. I had to put it on. I had no choice. And I thought I'd do the same thing to Simon Baggs, who works on that show. Mm-hmm. Yet he refused. He refused to do it. I explained a bit more in this. This was me on their show yesterday. And then we set a challenge as to what he can do to make up for it. Take a listen to this from their show yesterday.
So here's the thing, guys. On the night, I said to Bags, you've got to put it on at some point. And he kept saying, look, midnight is the cutoff. He said he'll wear it by some time at midnight. I said, if you don't, I can present it at any time.
Mm.
And you have to wear it from here until I see you next.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when that's going to be. So I've got it on me now. I can get it there by tomorrow if Bags will wear it on the show tomorrow.
You going to do it,
well,
Bags?
I mean, if you said you were going to do it by midnight on your Bucks and you didn't, I mean...
Yeah.
I'm happy with...
You have to.
Okay, if it gets it ripped off, as in, what, just sitting here in front of you two in a mankini, I've been in undies in front of you two before.
King so Street, he's got to wear it.
Yes! A lap of
yes,
King Street.
Let's subject everyone to it, not just Nick and I.
Righto.
King Street, that's I reckon definitely. Prime time, 8:10.
Yeah.
And Bag, just for me to have a laugh, give me a Borat quote. Give me a Borat quote from the movie. Go on. In the voice.
Mate, very nice.
Nah. I like it the stick.
That's also
he doesn't sound vibey. No, he doesn't sound vibed at all about it.
Do you want to give us a Borat quote from the movie?
I like.
There's so many you can't say from
is
that
there?
Movie. It was one of the great movies. Don't get me wrong. It was a really good movie. Funny. Anyway, so
what
this
are
is
you
it.
Trying to just be him?
No, I'm not trying to be him. So this is it. 8:10 next on the show. And we thought, why do they get all the glory? Let's jump on board and let's see this thing happen. So I believe we're going Facey Live as well on our page and they're going on their page and we're going to join up and he's going to run down the main street of Newcastle in a mankini, in my mankini.
I'm reading Borat quotes.
Are you? Any other ones?
They are crook.
Yeah, they are crook ass. So we'll do that after 8 and two names as well about to be announced for our Live for Free, which we'll do
I like.
Straight after the news. They'll turn that into a meme or something after the show, I'm sure. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It is Hit 106.9 Newcastle with Nick, Jess and Simon, but it is also Hit 101.3 on the Central Coast with Ash and Gaundy doing a simulcast for, I think, probably one of the most important pieces of journalism that this country's ever seen, guys.
Man, I've been looking forward to this. So my mankini is finally being put to good use. I was presented with it.
A hand-me-down mankini. Fantastic.
Unwashed. I did say to Bags that I was going to wash it. I have not washed it. And here we are, live at King Street. Mate. Yeah, good on your Bags. How you feeling, buddy?
Yeah. And I feel great. I mean, I've always wanted to do a simulcast. I know on the weekend we simulcast the concert in the clouds, but this is just a great moment, I think, in radio history.
I just
well done you four on making sure that this can happen. Like just making sure that management approved this, and thank you.
Bags, I need to know quickly. Have you thought about the fact that you may actually get pinged for indecent exposure?
Yeah, I have thought about that, mate. So it is the end of the year. The contract is ending, so why not go out in the back?
YOLO!
I was going to say, management didn't only approve it, they were very excited about it. Oh. So here we go.
If you can't make it to King Street, you can, of course, see all the action happening on our respective Instagrams at Hit Newcastle for us and...
Hit 101.3's Instagram Live. Now, if you have no idea what we're talking about here, Simon Baggs had his Bucks party on Friday. Friday. Myself, Gaundy, we were both there. Gaundy, pretty early in the night, I'm going to admit, produces a Mankini with some questionable stains.
I think it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
I wanted to bring it out at lunch stains at midday. On it.
And said, you have to wear this. Bags like, yeah, at some stage before midnight I will. He did not. So his payback is, as set by Gaundy, to run down King Street at 10 minutes past 8 today. Bags, are you ready?
No. is there any way to be ready for this moment in your life? Hello, mate. Yes, thank you.
A lot of chat happening on the Instagram Live, Bagsy. A lot of people saying, come on already. When's he going to start? Get the clothes off. Hurry
take
up.
It
please,
off.
Please.
Yeah,
come
take
on, let's go.
It
take
off.
It off.
Take it off. Take it off.
All right. Could you hold this?
All right, in 5, 4,
here he goes.
3, 2, 1. Go for it, Simon Bags. Describe the scene for us, mate.
Yes.
Sorry, it's producer Ty here. He's currently taking off his clothes and holding. Here we go. He's going to go for it. We are running. We are going. We are on King Street.
Oh,
we are running.
Come to me. No.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys, the cops are coming. The cops are actually coming.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not. Are they?
They're far out, guys. Okay. All right.
Do you think you can outrun them?
Yeah.
He's running quick. I've never seen him run that quick before.
Yeah, well, what would you be doing in this situation, Gaundy?
Where's your getaway car? The getaway car is parked at Finnegan's, Ash. It's about a 1.6K runaway.
Keep going. I want Borat quotes. Okay. Give me Borat quotes.
Oh, my God.
Give us very nice.
Very nice.
All right, what about it was like a wizard's sleeve.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're now at the traffic light. And I've got to wait for the green man.
Take your hand off your balls.
Can you move back a bit on the live feed there? Yes, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
This is so good morning.
Okay.
A lot of people will be right now going, why is there a Bucks party happening on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's not even a mad Monday. Like, the footy season is over.
Can I also say, okay, having lunch...
Stop the lights?
Having lunch with Bags on the weekend, he's got very small hands. I'll say that too.
All right.
All right.
I mean, okay. We really didn't factor in...
how far this was?
Crossing the road here.
I'm loving it. Yeah. I could honestly sit here and watch this until
the
end.
Lights. Can you please remove your hand? Hit 101.3. Remove your hand from your package.
Okay. Can I just say, there are ladies here on the side of the road with their cameras out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they're filming it from behind. I can see where those stains came from now.
So,
that's good, Bags. Look at it.
Okay. Make the right feedback, would you? Jeez.
Producer Ty getting up close and personal
this
there.
It's a long way to run.
Okay. So I'm almost at Market Town.
Okay, great.
So only about 4 Ks away. All right,
Why did you plan it so far away?
You put him up to this, Gaundy, but really he's shot himself in the naked foot here as a result of going too far away.
I would have been
absolutely
happy with a
approaching King Street nightclub here. I mean, this is just fantastic. This is just great footage.
He's out of breath.
I am enjoying this way too much.
Well, look, if you want to get on it, guys, we're going to leave this for the on-air
component. Oh, my God, he's running past some old people.
Okay.
Hey, Bags.
Right. Continue this journey. Hit 101.3's Instagram Live or hit Newcastle's Instagram Live. Get on it. We're going to leave you there. Right. Gaundy and
here
Ash,
comes.
Thanks for putting
Hang
him
on,
up to this.
Don't go.
Don't go.
I want to hand the phone over here to...
Let me ask, Bags, do you regret your decision
Jessica's
to not do
partner
it?
Here, Angus. Angus, who has... He's handing me a 4X gold. Hello. Your back party, mate. Keep running.
Keep going. And Bags, you can keep the Mankini. She's all yours. The Mankini's all yours now.
Producer Ty, he's currently running down the street with a 4X gold, guys.
Jeez. All right. Get
on
the
line. Make sure he responsibly shotguns that, all right? Okay.
It's all happening, guys. We're getting high fives. We're getting coverage. Oh, there it is. It's out everywhere, guys.
I don't know how to feel. Hey, thanks for having us on the show, guys.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Likewise.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Gaundy and Ash from Hit 101.3 in the Central Coast. It's been a delight.
See you, guys. See ya.
Cut it off.
Keep following his Mankini journey.
You're next, Nico. You're next. He's next.
Turn it up. I'm married, mate, and so are you. Jess is next somehow.
See you guys. Are you up? Get up with
Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. It is Hit 106.9 Newcastle with Nick, Jess and Simon, but it is also Hit 101.3 on the Central Coast with Ash and Gaundy doing a simulcast for, I think, probably one of the most important pieces of journalism that this country's ever seen, guys.
Man, I've been looking forward to this. So my Mankini is finally being put to good use. I was presented with it.
A hand-me-down Mankini. Fantastic.
Unwashed. I did say to Bags that I was going to wash it. I have not washed it. And here we are, live at King Street. Mate. Yeah, good on you, Bags. How you feeling, buddy?
Yeah. And I feel great. I mean, I've always wanted to do a simulcast. I mean, I know on the weekend we simulcast the concert in the clouds, but this is just a greater moment, I think, in radio history.
I just
and well done you four on making sure that this can happen, like just making sure that management approved this, and thank you.
Bags, I need to know quickly. Have you thought about the fact that you may actually get pinged for indecent exposure?
Yeah, I have thought about that, mate. So it is the end of the year. The contract is ending, so why not go out in the back?
YOLO!
I was going to say, management didn't only approve it, they were very excited about it. So here we go.
If you can't make it to King Street, you can, of course, see all the action happening on our respective Instagrams, at Hit Newcastle for us, and
Hit 101.3's Instagram Live. Now, if you have no idea what we're talking about here, Simon Bags had his Bucks party on Friday. Myself, Gaundy, we were both there. Gaundy, pretty early in the night, I'm going to admit, produces a Mankini with some questionable stains.
I think it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
I wanted to bring it out at lunch at midday.
And said, you have to wear this. Bags like, yeah, at some stage before midnight I will. He did not. So his payback is, as set by Gaundy, to run down King Street at 10 minutes past 8 today. Bags, are you ready?
No. is there any way to be ready for this moment in your life? Hello, mate. Yes, thank you.
A lot of chat happening on the Instagram Live, Bagsy. A lot of people saying, come on already. When's he going to start? Get the clothes off. Hurry
take
up. Please,
off.
Please.
Yeah,
come on,
let's go. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take it off. Take it off.
All right. Could you hold this?
All right, in 5,
God, I feel
nervous. 4, here he goes. 3, 2, 1, go for it, Simon Bags. And describe the scene for us, mate.
Yes.
Sorry, it's producer Ty here. He's currently taking off his clothes and holding. Here we go. He's going to go for it. We are running. We are running. We are running. We are going. We are on King Street.
Oh,
we are running.
God.
Come to me.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys, the cops are coming. The cops are actually coming.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not. Are they?
They're far out, guys. Okay. All right.
Do you think you can outrun them?
Yeah.
He's running quick. I've never seen him run that quick before.
Yeah, well, what would you be doing in this situation, Gaundy?
Where's your getaway car?
The getaway car is parked at Finnegan's. Yeah. Ash, it's about a 1.6K runaway.
Keep going. I want Borat quotes. Okay. Give me Borat quotes.
Oh, my God.
Give us very nice.
Very nice.
All right, what about it was like a wizard's sleeve.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're now at the traffic light. And I've got to wait for the green man.
Oh,
wait, you are the green man. You are
take
green
your hand
man.
Off your balls.
Can you move back a bit on the live feed there? Yes, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
This is so cute.
Good morning. Okay.
A lot of people will be right now going, why is there a Bucks party happening on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's not even a mad Monday. Like, the footy season is over.
Can I also say, having lunch...
Stop the lights.
Having lunch with Bags on the weekend, he's got very small hands. I'll say that too.
All right.
All right.
I mean, okay. We really didn't factor in
how far this was.
Crossing the road here.
I'm loving it. Yeah. I could honestly sit here and watch this until
the
end.
Can you please remove your hand? Hit 101.3 remove your hand from your package.
Okay. Can I just say, there are ladies here on the side of the road with their cameras out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they're filming it from behind. I can see where those stains came from now.
Oh.
So, that's good, Bags. Look at it.
Okay.
Make the live feedback, would you? Jeez.
Producer Ty getting up close and personal
this
there.
It's a long way to run.
Okay. So I'm almost at Market Town.
Okay, great.
So only about 4 Ks away. All right,
why did you play it so far away?
Why did you? This is...
You put him up to this, Gaundy, but really, he's shot himself in the naked foot here as a result of going too far away.
I would have been happy with a pot.
Absolutely approaching King Street nightclub here. I mean, this is just fantastic. This is just great footage.
He's out of breath.
I am enjoying this way too much.
Well, look, if you want to get on it, guys, we're going to leave this for the on-air component.
Old people.
Okay.
Hey, Bags.
Right. Continue this journey. Hit 101.3's Instagram Live or hit Newcastle's Instagram Live. Get on it. We're going to leave you there. Right. Gaundy and here Ash, comes. Thanks for putting
hang
him
on,
up to this.
Don't go.
Don't go.
I want to hand the phone over here to...
Let me ask, Bags, do you regret your decision to not do it?
Here. Angus. Angus, it has... He's handing me a 4X gold.
Hello. Your back party, mate. Keep running.
Keep going. And Bags, you can keep the mankini. She's all yours. The mankini's all yours now.
Producer Ty, he's currently running down the street with a 4X gold, guys.
Jeez. All right. Get on
Make
the
sure
live.
He responsibly shotguns that, all right? Okay.
It's all happening, guys. We're getting high fives. We're getting coverage. Oh, there it is. It's out everywhere, guys.
I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. Hey, thanks for having us on the show, guys.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Likewise.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Gaundy and Ash from Hit 101.3 in the Central Coast. It's been a delight.
See ya.
Cut it off.
Keep following his mankini journey.
You're next, Nico. You're next. He's next.
Turn it up. I'm married, mate, and so are you. Jess is next somehow.
See you, guys.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It's Gaundy and Ash Pollard's Celebrity Net Worth Game.
What's up, net
bro? A little while since we played this one, Pollard.
I know.
We'd bring it back for a Tuesday morning as we round out the year.
Was I ever any good at this?
There's a few games, I think. No, you weren't good at guessing what celebrities were worth money-wise.
I've got no concept of coin.
Not what other people make anyway. Mm. But as we round out 2019, we'll bring back a few games because we've got some spots to fill. Yeah. So we have a double pass.
So we're lazy. That's basically what he's saying.
No.
I actually love games.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
7 shows left. We're going to roll out some of the greats from over the year. So double pass to Luna Electric Music Festival on Jan 4th. It is Australia's biggest homegrown EDM festival. Luna Electric, Jan 4th. Get your tickets through ticketbooth.com. It is best of 3. Closest one to the net worth wins. And looks like you're playing for Isabel at Gorick and Pollard.
Morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
There you go. Now, was Izzy first one through and picked Ash? Oh, I see how it is. So, Shannon at Hamlin Terrace, you're stuck with me, Shannon.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Hi. All right, let's see if we can get you guys these tickets here. So, what celebs are we going with first here, producer Maddie?
First off the bat, Selena Gomez.
Selena, what has she got going for herself?
I mean, movies. You know, she started off on the Disney Channel, so she's got all that child acting coin. She used to be the most followed person on Instagram. You remember that? She got overtaken recently this year.
By who, do you know?
Kylie Jenner, I believe.
Okay, they go back and forth.
And she's, aside from all her music as well as her acting, she's also had endorsements. So like Sears, Borden Milk, Adidas, Pantene. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Can I just say, hearing Matt describe Selena, he's gotten a lot better at talking over the years as well. Do you agree? You know, giving us the explanation of who they are. That was good, Maddie. All right, lock it in. What are we doing?
What's on that, bro?
All right. A lot of scribbling here. Gorney's in. First in.
I'm in.
Oh. And Pollard is in as well.
So just say what we gave out before you say the answer here. So,
all right. Yeah. So, Gorney, you've gone 200 mil. You went highball. Pollard has gone 15 mil.
15 mil for Selena? Come, she's a producer.
I don't know, all right.
She produces now, 13 Reasons Why.
I will tell you that it is 88 million. So Pollard actually is closer. Oh,
damn it. Damn it.
By some miracle, Pollard is closer than you there.
88 mil. I didn't know that she was the producer of 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
if
cool.
you watch it, she's on...
She's clever.
Yeah, the top end, tail end of the show, talking about the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Who we got next?
All right. We've been talking about her a lot lately. It's Lizzo.
Oh. Ooh, Izzo. Yeah. Well, Lizzo.
I do my hair, Tom, take my nails. Baby, really... how you doing? Feeling good as hell.
So she's very fresh, and really it's only albums and tours she's making money off yet. She's been broke for a while.
Okay.
So take that as you will. She has exploded this year.
She had that little handbag maybe for all her money at the awards ceremony the other day. Let's find out what she's worth. I'm in.
Gaundy, locked in.
What's Lizzo worth?
Okay.
All right, Gaundy.
I've locked in because, Matt, you're too slow and it's killing me. $2 million?
I've said $8 million.
It was $4.4 million. Pollard has taken the win early.
What are you talking about? Are you sure about that? Are you sure? Hang on, I'll do the math on that.
$4.4 million.
I said eight.
Yes. So she's 2.2 away and you're 4 away.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, just checking. Isabel.
That's so awesome. Thanks, Ash.
You're welcome.
Done it for you.
I had faith.
Give us the number. Babes. How much is she worth again, Lizzo?
$4.4 million.
Is that all? That'll change.
Is that all?
Well, it's still
good. It's a good start, mate. It's more than us.
Yeah, I know, but when you compare it to...
It's her first year.
Selena and stuff.
Pumping it out.
Who was your third one? Who was your other one?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, the Pussycat Dolls are back.
Yeah.
Scherzinger, what do you reckon she's worth, Paula? Just a bit of fun, bit of a bonus round. Scherzinger, I'm going to say $15 million.
I would say 40.
Gaundy, you're close. It's 17.5
million. Damn, it didn't go to three. Okay. All right, Isabel gets the tickets. That's celeb net worth. Just gone 8.44. Catch you later. Have a good one. We'll be back to wrap up the show next. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
What a mixed bag of a show. Went live on the Newcastle Breakfast Show. That was live on ours.
Yes, very interesting.
Can we go back and watch that live? Is that live been saved for anyone that missed it? If you missed it this morning, my man Keeney from my Bucks party, I passed on to the host of the Newcastle show.
And he Do you think you'll get that back?
He messaged me.
Yes.
And let me get your take on what he said about the man Keeney.
Mm-hmm.
He says to me, he says, I'm throwing it out.
Chuck it in the bin.
That's what he said.
Yes.
He said, I'm throwing that thing out. Is that okay, the man Keeney? I said, definitely not. He goes, you really want it back? I said, yeah. You never know when that generates some more great content like this morning.
It won't ever. It's done.
That's what people said about it at my Bucks. And look what it did this morning. It was radio gold.
But you've all got pea brains.
I said, wash it if you could, please. Thanks.
Oh.
So he needs to pop that in the wash. I said, mate, it's a part of radio history now. Imagine if I presented it to him, because the deal was on Friday night that if he didn't do it on that night, I could present it at any time and he had to put it on. Can you imagine if he's standing up at the altar and his lovely soon-to-be wife, Ulia, is about to walk down and I just come out with the man, Kenny, go, now's your time, mate, pop it on.
You just wouldn't.
That would have been brilliant.
But he wouldn't do it.
Anyway, so I want it back.
Okay.
You know I love those weird things. I've still got the...
You are a hoarder.
I've still got the little paper G-string from a spray tan that I got one time.
Which you love to chuck at my face on the odd occasion.
See, these things generate great stuff. Don't throw it in the bin. Forget Marie Kondo.
She's got
no idea. I think my favourite thing from this morning, though, was that piece of music that we played from...
Oh, the ancient Egyptian...
408 BC or something. The first piece of music ever... recorded as being written, and then other people tried to recreate it, and it is freaky as. if you missed it this morning, take a listen. I think I can translate it. Get the Gaundy and Ash Pollard podcast. hit.com.au. Download it and tell your friends. It is the best podcast. Number 6 in the company. Beating lots of bigger shows than us. Download it today, thanks. Or Gaundy will come find you. The end. All right, we're out of here. Have a good one, guys.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Just download the podcast and we'll be happy.
Love you guys.
Have a great one. Don't forget, what are we up to tomorrow? 6 of 12 days of Christmas tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.